Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Thank you for joining me for this week's Fit Tip. Today I want to talk about how to avoid inflammatory illnesses. Inflammatory illnesses include arthritis, osteoporosis, and most joint pains. If you're having problems walking, reaching, bending, or any other kind of joint problem, then this message is for you. If you tell your doctor that you're having trouble walking, climbing stairs, tying your shoes, or that you have some hard knots in some of your joints, for example, your wrists, the doctor may tell you that you have bone spurs, deterioration, calcium deposits, arthritis, osteoporosis, or that it's part of the natural aging process, or even hereditary. Basically, the doctor is telling you you have inflammation in your body. If you ask how this happened, if they are not educated in nutrition, they may not know the answer, or they'll give you a calcium prescription, potion, or pill, or recommend surgery as a temporary fix. However, our bones and joints are made to last a lifetime without those fixes. Inflammation primarily comes from the foods we eat. There are specific foods that have an acid effect on the body, thereby causing a leak of minerals out of our bones. In other words, they deplete the body of calcium and other minerals. Studies show that many people living in nursing homes who have osteoporosis are often treated with calcium supplements, yet they still have osteoporosis. Why is this? Well, for one thing, if they eat meat, red or white, dairy, hybridized wheat, drink caffeine, and or use tobacco, they are supplying their blood with acid-forming foods. So, the lungs, kidneys are being worked overtime to restore proper acidic balance to the body and in the process of beginning to wear out. Calcium is the release to neutralize that acid, restoring the blood levels back to normal. But this comes at a cost. The calcium comes from the bones. The excess calcium in the blood appears as bone spurs. And I'm sure you've heard of gout, arthritis, kidney stones, and gallstones. Well, that's where that comes from. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Most people think calcium builds bones, but that is just a small percentage of the reality. Bones are built with 12 minerals, one of them being calcium, and 64 trace minerals. Calcium gets the crown because the other minerals piggyback upon the calcium as it is being distributed throughout the body. Without the other 11 trace minerals, we have the epidemic of osteoporosis that we have now. The good news is that we can prevent this inflammatory illness by eating the highest minerals that nature has to offer, such as sunflower seeds or tahini butter. Those are number one for supplying the body with calcium. Organic foods, veggies, and dark leafy greens. So, do yourself a favor. If you want to avoid inflammatory illnesses, I suggest go ahead and work out with resistance training, eat clean and healthy, drink plenty of water, And if possible, make sure you are sleeping between the hours of 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. because that is the primary time when the body regenerates itself. Well, that's it for today. Please pass this on to family and friends and tune in today and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts. And we will share more health and wellness information with you. Have a blessed day and a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you, Karen. And thank you for joining us for Living Fit. I'm James. We're talking about how we can help ourselves prevent cancer or eat better so that we prevent all causes. But this is Cancer Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we want you to know how physical activity and eating right is going to be your best bet for trying to protect yourself against all causes, not just cancer. But plants produce many phytochemicals. Literally, they have plant chemicals that may protect our cells from damage. They're called phytochemicals, and they have many, many benefits that affect our health, including with anti-inflammatory diseases. Another way plant foods protect us is by boosting our protection against cancer by boosting fiber consumption. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." In Galatians 2:20 it says, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." We have been given an opportunity to live for Christ. We're supposed to be examples to others. We have to teach our children, especially now with so many diseases coming up more and more and more, that we have to protect ourselves from diseases by eating better, exercising as much as we can. Romans 12:1 says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." It's a way to worship God when we take care of ourselves. And no one can make you do it. We have salvation as a gift. But if we want to live healthy lives, protect ourselves as much as possible, we need to take some precautions for our health ourselves. We can't depend on science always to intervene. We're going to have to make some choices ourselves to protect ourselves. We don't want to spend all our money at the hospital messing with doctors. And eating more fruits and vegetables may be the way to help us prevent several different cancer causes. And I want to just talk about what we know. What we have found out. Cancer is the second leading cause of death in the United States. It's only second to heart disease. But we can see that cancer is very, very much catching up very, very fast. There's only just a slight little difference to what happens to us as far as cancer. The estimates suggest that as many as a third of the cases could certainly be prevented by eating a healthier way of eating foods that have nutrition and eating better foods as a habit. So what's the recipe? Well, the experts say they recommend filling your plate full of foods that grow from our ground. Decades of research has proven that the best way to eat to prevent cancer, and even if after you get cancer, is to eat more plant foods, things that come from the earth. That means lots of fruits and vegetables, legumes, and little or no meat products is the best way for us to prevent cancer. Yet, there are recent articles in the Annals of Internal Medicine calls this into question, and it asks if this is the best way. And some people, because there's money to be made from manufacturing foods, that they're going to find some studies that would say this is flawed. But while the new studies have grabbed the headlines, the bulk of the research still shows that eating less meat, says the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program dietitian Angie Murad, RDN, LDN, she's a nutritionist. There's so much evidence that shows that making your meals mainly plant foods is going to be your best outcome as far as fighting or preventing cancers and being physically active. Now, here's how plants can help you fight cancer. Because for many Americans, mealtime means meat time. We eat meat. We eat eggs and bacon and sausage for breakfast. We eat maybe a hamburger, a steak for lunch, maybe a piece of chicken for dinner. But the Department of Agriculture reports that 222 pounds of meat are sold per person in these United States. But when the researchers asked nearly 70,000 volunteers about their diets and tracked them over time, they found the lower cancer risk, the rate of cancer among people who didn't eat meat at all. In fact, plant-based people were those who didn't eat animal products at all, appeared to have the lowest rate of cancer of any kind of eating plan. The next in line was vegetarians, those who eat some meat and eat some fish and do some milk and eggs. But people diagnosed with cancer also had a higher body mass index, which means they have more fat on their bodies. But people who ate plants were less likely to be overweight, and they were less likely to be smokers. If you ate a healthier diet and exercised, you were more likely to be healthy, eating the right foods. So there's a natural question: are vegetarians more resistant to cancer because they don't eat meat? Or is it because what they eat instead? Well, while eating plants, foods is great, eating fruits is great, vegetables, legumes, nuts and seeds and grains, they're packed with many nutrients. We'll never know all the ways they can protect us. Research has also shown that eating lots of them is linked with lower cancer rates. The explanation is that plants, again, produce these phytonutrients, phytochemicals, that will protect our cells from damage. Phytochemicals have been made beneficial in the effects of helping us remove anti-inflammation, which is linked to heart disease, autoimmune diseases, and cancer. So if we can keep inflammation out of our bodies, keep our bodies well, we will find that we are healthier. Another way plant foods may prevent cancer is by boosting the fiber consumption. Young women who ate the most fiber diets were 25% less likely to get breast cancer, and males' prostate cancer, the studies found. So research is finding that we should, for every 10 grams of fiber, could be lowering our risk of cancer by 10%. So the more you eat, the better. It could even be simpler still. The Mayo Clinic says when people eat a more whole food, plant-based diet, the more naturally consuming of plants, the lower our calorie intake, because plants have a lower calorie, and you can only eat but so much of it. Vegetarians are less likely to be overweight. Why? Because these food have bulk in them. When you have fiber, it fills you up faster. So you're going to get the benefit of not eating as much, and you can eat more. The more, you know, when you eat plant foods, you can eat more and lose weight at the same time. So you're not having to diet. So what's the impact of meat? Oh, well, the thing about meat is there is no fiber. And a lot of us say, well, I'm just going to eat my meat on salad. But here's what the research says. It says that meat is linked to cancer. In one review, each additional 3.5 ounces of red meat a day raised the relative risk of colorectal polyps by 2%. Just half as much daily processed meat, or deli meat like hot dogs, salami, ham, sandwiches, that raises our risk by 29%. So we need to know what's the problem. Well, Dr. T. Colin Campbell in the China study found that cancer is primarily a nutritional response of a disease. And the theory is that it promotes growth. Whether, you know, by not having fiber, if you're producing proteins in our body, what happens is we have to grow something. So if we have muscle, if we're growing muscle, we're going to grow muscle. If we're have cancer, we're going to grow cancer. We're going to get tumors. So eating more of it has been shown to increase our risk of dying, not just from cancer, but from heart disease, from all causes, strokes. And the key reason is because chemical compounds created when red meat is cooked are thought to be cancer-causing. We talked about keeping toxins out of our body. The way to do that is to eat healthfully by getting more fruits and vegetables. We always talk about this. And I know that a lot of you say, well, I'm tired of hearing it, but we're talking prevention. We're talking about, should you already be in the situation? The more healthfully we eat, the better we're going to come our outcome. The less meat you eat, we just saw, it's going to be better. And the suggestion is less than 3 times a week that you should be eating any type of meat. And you should only be eating maybe a fist size. If you got big hands, that's too big. You want to eat about less than 2-3 ounces. Not what we're doing every day. We're eating way too much. I was eating 9 to 12 eggs for breakfast. I was eating 2 chicken breasts for lunch, sometimes steak. I was eating way too much, and I ended up with a tumor and back problems and kid. You end up with all kinds of problems. You know, you cannot go through life just doing what you want to and get a good result. The reason why I am plant-based today is because I feel fantastic. I eat for nutrition. I adhere to a nutritarian style diet. I eat for nutrition. Health equals nutrition divided by the calories. The more nutritious the meal, the more I'm going to get full, I'm going to get satisfied, and I'm going to be healthy because they have the phytochemicals I need to be healthy. In order to shift to a more plant-based diet, you'll want to stick with these things. You need to experiment with meatless meals, maybe. Set goals of trying 1 new meat-free recipe a week. There's so many books out here, and I give a lot of recipes out. My wife, she gives a lot of recipes out. We do shakes. We do a lot of things. But we need to create a healthy habit in the beginning of the week. We can use beans for the bulk to decrease the overall amount of meat in our recipes. Beans, lentils are vegetables that have protein, and they are not harmful to our microbiome, our gut, and they fill us up, and we don't feel like we're missing anything. We need to treat meat like a condiment rather than the main course. Instead of making it the thrust of what we eat, you know, when you go to the restaurant, they say, do you want to add a protein? Tell them that you want the smallest cuts, you know, and try to make sure that you are trying to get as much organic, farm-raised, from start to finish, grass-fed beef, and stay away from all processed food, whether it be vegan, whether it be whatever it is. Any process, anything, is not good for us. Eating a plant-based whole food diet doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing thing. But if you do have diseases in your family, always suggest to people is eat as healthfully as you possibly can for the best benefit or the best outcome. Because when you try to do moderation, you still have the problem of the taste. And most people can't control their self when it comes to a dinner table. There's totally a lot of ways for us to get better and eat better. And the way to do that is to make choices to be healthier. We have to make that up way before we sit down at the dinner table. We have to write down our limitations, our goals, what we want out of life. I always tell my clients to tell me what their goal is. And then we work towards making that happen by encouraging them to stick with the diet, the plan that will best serve their goal. If it's to reduce their medications, to be healthier, to live longer, to lose weight, all these things can happen when we're physically active and we eat healthier. So what about poultry? Well, there is no link with cancer, but there is a link with heart disease. Research at JAMA Internal Medicine found that higher intakes of processed meat, unprocessed red meat, or poultry was associated with a small increase in coronary diseases such as stroke, heart failure, and death-related circulatory diseases. Meat contributes to the arterial plaque caused because of the saturated fat content. And the fatter the meat, the worse it's going to be. And if you don't eat fiber, if you don't get the right nutrients into your LDL, the bad cholesterol gets into your bloodstream, the lipoproteins, the low density, your cholesterol boosts. In the Bible, we were told how we're supposed to eat in the very first book, Genesis 2. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be food." That's in Genesis 6, 16 through 17. Vegetarianism is affirmed as the people's best diet. But what I will tell you is, you have to choose. None of this will keep you from making heaven. I don't believe in scaring people. I do believe that I should be listening to what God is trying to tell me. And if I get sick, I feel like God is telling me I'm doing something wrong. I need to change directions. Me and my wife, when we go on vacation, if I get lost, I can't continue going the wrong way. I have to change course. And when it comes to wanting to avoid cancer, wanting to avoid heart disease, wanting to avoid diabetes, wanting to be devoid of these diseases, I've got to make wiser choices. And so what I would say is, do as much of whatever you can. Exercise as much as you can. Eat right as much as you can. Live a healthy life as much as you can. And remember that not I live, but I was crucified with Christ. It's not I that live, but Christ lives in me. Keep living fit and do what matters. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, Facebook at livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.